The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come at an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. "My master is delayed in coming," says the servant in the gospel, the servant who represents all of us, by the way. "My master is delayed in coming." But is Jesus Christ delayed in coming? No. He's already here. He's already present to you at this moment. The question to ask is, are you present to him at this moment? That's a very important question. The stakes are very high regarding your answer to that question, because your answer to that question will determine whether you live a life of freedom or whether you live a life of slavery. Allow me to explain. St. Paul talks a lot about sin in the first reading. Saints down through history have talked a lot about sin. The church has talked a lot about sin, but that's because Jesus Christ talks a lot about sin. But in spite of all of this talk, I still think that sin is grossly misunderstood. Now tell me if this isn't true. Most people think that sin is a taboo that you shouldn't break. It's one of God's little rules that God has in his little head, and God gets angry when people break his little rules, and he capriciously tosses souls into hell for breaking his little rules. Now, hopefully none of us inside this church think like that, but that's as common as day right out there on that street. Today, let's just consider one thing about sin. We're not going to consider the harm that it does to other people. We're not going to consider how, you know, it darkens your mind or anything like that. Talk about just one thing about sin. How sin weakens your will. How if you don't fight back against your temptations, you will live a life of slavery to sin. And it looks something like this. Whenever you commit a sin, you instantly are inclined to commit that same sin a second time. It becomes easier, and it becomes something that's harder to understand why there was anything wrong with it in the first place. No sooner do you commit a sin, but it becomes harder to resist the temptation the second time. And if you give in enough to those temptations, you will lose your ability to fight back against that temptation. It's like what Jesus said, whoever lives in sin is a slave of sin. And, you know, people, they'll live their whole lives, and the slightest breeze of a temptation will knock them right over, and they'll commit the same darn sin again, no matter how many times they've pledged themselves that they won't commit that same sin again. And this is why St. Paul says, you know, very starkly, you've got two choices in life. You've got two choices in life. You can either live in slavery to sin, or you can live in freedom to Christ. There is no third option. Now, it's hard. It's hard. You've got to train yourself. It takes effort. However, boy, is there a payoff. it really does lead to joyful, exuberant, radical freedom. In my life, I've known two people who have personally known canonized saints. Okay? One person, one man, personally knew Mother Teresa. Another man, a priest, personally knew Saint Jose Maria Escriva. So, you know, naturally I asked them, what were these saints like? What were they like walking around all day? Would you be surprised to learn that they both gave the same answer? The people live on separate coasts, right? They don't know each other. Both gave the same answer about two different people, both canonized saints. They didn't say that they were charitable. They didn't say that they were kind. They didn't say that they were good. They both exuded about how they were so free. The one who knew Mother Teresa, what's she like? His face beamed and he said, she's so free. That's the one thing I would say about her. She's so free. And when you're with her, you feel like you're free too. And then I said to this other man, what was St. Jose Maria Escriva? What was he like? And he just smiled and he says, oh, it was like the man lived his whole life with no rules at all. It was like he was a child on a playground his whole life long. Nothing but joy, nothing but liberty, right? Does God intend that for you too? Yes. Now don't pretend like it's not hard. It is. It's hard. The path to sin is easy, otherwise people wouldn't walk it. The path to sin, you know, it has its little payoffs, it has its little pleasures, otherwise people wouldn't walk it. But it's a sad path. It's a depressing path, and every step you take gets worse until finally at the end of the path, you're destroyed. The path that leads to life is absolutely, it's a hard path. It's a very challenging, hard path, but it's a joyful path. And you want to know what? Every step you take gets a little bit easier and a little bit easier. Jesus says here in the gospel, if the master of the house had known the hour, he would not have let his house be broken into. Jesus doesn't want that final hour to catch us by surprise. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be ready. And that's why we just want to take this little message to heart today, to walk the joyful path. That unexpected hour will also be a welcome one. Amen.